Tyler and Kelly, where are you? Way back there. You can stand. Thanks. So you've been married how long? A year and a half. And where are you from? Green Bay. And can't imagine anyone being from Green Bay. Anyways, can I ask you a couple of little questions? So you're really from Green Bay?
Yes.
And Ben, what day did you get married on?
September 29th.
September 29th, 2017, year and a half ago. And on September 29th. You're the ones that need to remember the day, not me. But, Kelly, you received the very best gift in the entire universe that day, right?
Of course.
And who is that gift?
This guy.
And Tyler, you received the very best gift on that day.
Of course.
And who is that gift?
Kelly.
And Tyler, what is the very best thing that you could ever give to Kelly?
Love her unconditionally.
And that would be through whom?
God.
Well, that's a little ethereal. Make it a little more practical.
Oh, through me.
Through you, yeah. Yes. Way to save him, Kelly. Like, the best gift that you could give to your wife is yourself.
Yes.
That you are her gift.
Yes. What?
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
So amazing.
So, think about that for a second. Remember the old phrase, you can be seated, and congratulations, by the way, again. It's great. It's that old saying, you aren't God's gift to the world. You know, like someone's really filled with it, and like, what do you think you are, God's gift to the world? Well, you are God's gift to Kelly. Like, God could not give Kelly a better gift than he gives through you, Tyler. It's pretty amazing. Like you are God's gift to your spouse. You're God's gift to your children. Your children are God's gift to you. Your spouse is God's gift to you. In today's gospel, Jesus says, Father, they, my disciples, are your gift to me. As the Father looked at all the possible things that he could give to his Son, he gives them you and me. We are God's gift to God. It's pretty like bizarre, like, but really, God is so amazed at you and me that he looks at what can I give to my Son, who is God, who has been co-creator of everything. God gives to his Son us, which should have an impact on how we live our lives. That means that God's gift to me is you, that you are God's gift to me, and that I'm supposed to be God's gift to you. Therefore, I should live my life as a way that is magnificent and beautiful and holy. And when I'm driving and I'm at the Twins game later today, no, I'm not going to be at the Twins game, but wouldn't that be nice, huh? Do you know the last time a baseball team had this good of a record was in 1954 at this point of the season? But if you're there and you're at the thing and there's a billion people wanting to get that hot dog there and they're at that fancy hot dog stand and those people who are jostling in front of you, they are God's gift to you. We are to live that way. We are to receive people as a gift from God to me. So what impact does this have then in our lives? Because see, the real gift isn't me. The real gift is love, is God's love. And see, when you and I are filled with the love of God, then indeed we can be a gift to one another, because it isn't me that is that gift. It's the love of God dwelling within me. And when the Father gives me to the Father, to the Son, and all the rest that goes with all that, if I could really be fancy with the words, It really is about love. And God is love. And God wants to fill the world with exceptional abundance of love. Like the sun that fills the sky today, God wants to fill the world with love. And in order to do that, he calls us to be his disciples. His son Jesus died for us, and then he gave us this incredible mission. And the mission that God has is that we might be one. Jesus says, may they be one. That's why on a team is to operate as one. Why are the twins doing so well? Because they're operating as one. They got their act together. God wants us to have our act together. God wants us to be one so that we might truly live out that mission, that vision that we have of making Jesus Christ known and loved. See, God has this incredible vision for us that everyone would know the love of God, and God wants to do it through you and through me. He could do it himself. He could just force everyone. Tomorrow, every headline of every paper in the entire universe could read, God loves you. God could just do it. But the newspaper that God's going to send to their lives is you. So that through you, people will know that they are loved by God. That you are to be God's gift to them. Not in some egotistical way, but in the way of humility and service and kindness. So are you ready to be God's gift to the world? See, in a few short moments, we will all come forward to the altar to receive Jesus himself. And the Lord whom we receive is the very Lord whom we are to give. And when we do that, indeed, we become God's gift to the world. We are God's gift to Jesus. May we be God's gift to the world.